USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They have resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600, according to an Associated Press review. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After a Thursday bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Arizona State Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Donald Trump back in court for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. USA's John Schaefer has a recap from Thursday.
The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case that should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago.
On the stand, the lawyer who represented the two women central to the trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, said that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed. The group argued that the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. However, a three-judge panel in San Francisco ruled the case should have been dismissed back in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.